Do you honestly believe that those people are going to be We all got to go through the symptoms. Those symptoms are put there by thought. Our thought. Belief. They're really non-existent. The change of life to people should be beautiful. It's a new life. Totally new life. But it's because we try and hang on to the past. But it's a fear that they're losing their youth, that they're using their womanhood, and it's been put into us for centuries. It's a belief, it's so strong, it carries lots of sicknesses with it. This is why the psychiatric wards are full of people like that. It's the same with men. They think they're losing their youth. So they start doing all sort of weird things, right? It's all taken for granted. Because, well, that's your age, you know, just carry on, you know. Well, you got that sick problem too, eh? Oh, it's your age. You got a 7-year itch? Oh, it's your age. You're cranky? Gone through menopause? Oh, it's just your age. We're all doing this. And in actual fact, if you really wake up to the fact that time and age, it's all an illusion. And you really don't have to grow old. It's every day should be brand new. Every day can be a brand new life, a brand new experience. And for those people who get to middle age, instead of thinking they're losing something, if they really realize it, they're gaining the most beautiful thing in the world. If anything that they've ever had in their youth can be gotten, but twice as well. Because now they're a lot smarter. If they'd only dropped some of the silly beliefs from the past. You've got to drop silly beliefs. Beliefs is what makes the world go round. And belief never got anyone into heaven. You must drop belief. Go you beyond belief to knowing. To knowing it's a fact. Then you're free. An awful serious.
Sydney, when we were over here, someone asked you a question about discipline and the role of discipline. Something about what discipline was. And you said the only discipline that you really have to have is a discipline to separate mind from essence. Sometimes I find it difficult to be watching my mind and to separate what's ego from what's not ego. And I find that I wonder about the discipline I have to have around what I put into my body and various things that I do, in order to keep the mind sharp, sort of.
Keep the mind sharp.
Or keeping yourself sharp. Is there a discipline that you get into it that you recommend around what you can do to keep you?
If you try and do anything, you're creating a stress. If you try and do anything, you're creating a stress. Don't do anything. Just live. Just live. Really. That's the secret. Just live. And how I've been saying all night that it is because it is. Just live. Same thing. We're always trying to figure out how can we sharpen this mind up, how can we sharpen my wits up, and how can I control my ego? How do I know when it's my ego? If you're really honest, we all know, because it's just like a little and the ribs, and you think, ooh, wow, it doesn't feel good. If it doesn't feel good, it's ego. If it feels good, you're usually without it. But you've got to be aware of false ego, eh? And false ego comes with competition. And competition comes with desire. Desire, competition, which creates and generates hate, envy, jealousy, so on and so forth. This is why you get a tennis player. And if he desires to be the best tennis player in the world, you can rest assured he's not really enjoying tennis. He's enjoying the challenge to make him the best tennis player in the world. But if that man ever gave up the desire to be the best, then he would enjoy tennis. And he'd probably play and be the best. It is only when there's a desire that you've regimented yourself into that certain way. It's the same as people with diet. Christ, Jesus Christ, keeps saying in the Bible, food is for the body. Truth is for the inner soul. That's the food. His truth feeds the inner soul. There is no diet. There is no exercise, there is nothing in the world can assist you. You can't do it. It's a separate thing. So, what you can do is take care of your body to the best of your ability. Then also, there's another place. It's when you go beyond your mind, then really, your body will be taken care of. That's why a lot of these people in here tonight, all the sicknesses have gone, because they found truth. But if you've got a discipline, it's a stress. To discipline is to say, here I am, an image of self-importance, and I, me, the big one, I am going to find the answer. Because I, me, I am going to discipline me, when me has nothing to do with it. Me is just a little wee insignificant, little nothing, just nothing. You've got to leave this thing here, this body, this image of self-importance. That's your ego, eh? And every time you see that ego crop up, kick in the pants, because you're in trouble. The ego gets you in trouble all the time. And if you catch it, it's the most natural thing in the world, because it's life. We all use our ego. There's nothing wrong in it. Huh? We all use it. But when it crops up, instead of getting uptight about it, because if you get uptight about it, then your ego is saying, go get a load of him. Huh? Then you start worrying because you were so damn smart you caught yourself. But you're not so damn smart, you're still worrying. Eh? So instead of worrying about doing things wrong, laugh at them. If your ego comes up and you catch it, say, ooh, there I go again, and laugh at it. And I guarantee, if you keep laughing at it, no matter how hard it is, through time it gets so funny, you can't do it. You just can't do it because you burst out laughing in front of the person. Huh? So this is the idea, is laugh at life. Laugh at your silly self. Your missus dropping ego. When you can look in the mirror and say, you are an ass, definitely. And at the same time, as you go higher, you look in the mirror and you say, you're perfect. Even though you're an ass, you're perfect. And hopefully someday you can look in the mirror and say, all the imperfections that are on your face or whatever, they're perfect too. Then you live in perfection. It's only when the mind brings in the imperfect, eh? It's the mind that does it. It's a world of thought. It's a world of cause and effect. The thought of the sickness is the cause, and the sickness itself is the effect. When you go beyond your mind, you start hearing truth, you uncreate the cause because you accept it. And once it's accepted that you were fully responsible for the trip, it's gone. You're clear. You've found that freedom again. It's there all the time. It's popping up every day. Everybody's getting a crack at it. Every day you walk down the road, every day you walk into the grocery store, you have another crack at it. You'll hear the teller talking pure truth. If you could hear her, you would be there. You'd have the secret of the universe. Everybody tells everybody all the time. You tell me. You tell me all night that you knew. You would tell me where all your hang-ups were. You would tell me all your problems. And you were solving them. And you're sitting here smiling now. We all do that because this is the name of the game of life. We all know the secret somewhere, eh? So we all work from that secret, from that inner basic thing called God, our inner self. You name it. You've put your own name to it. But we all work from it. It's a conscious state. Like, we can't get it in our heads that this is the only reality there is. This is only the illusion of the true reality. Because the true reality is the spiritual side of life. It's not a place. It's a conscious state. There's no place to go, eh? Because we live in a great nothingness, and from this great nothingness, all things arrive via our minds, via a conscious state. All things are manifest. And you got to go back to where it's originally manifest to realize that you're the manifestor. Huh? Like, there is nothing separate from God. Like, or that essence of all things. You name it. And don't try and figure out your problems. Because if you try and figure them out, that's where you're going to land, with a lot of problems. Listen to truth, and if you hear truth, your problems will solve themselves. You'll look back and laugh at them. I say don't talk about the past, because if you go back in the past, you go back into that negativity. You go back into your old beliefs, and you get caught up in the past, because you are your past. Whatever you, the sum total of you now is your past. Nothing else. It's the past. So, where you get this sum total, which is you right now, and you've got to cut it up into little pieces, and you've got to throw away all the garbage, and just leave the pure. And the pure is always something that's non-existent. It's a space. It's a conscious state. And you are that conscious state. And just leave the pure. And the pure is always something that's non-existent. And you've got to cut it up into little pieces. And you've got to throw away all the garbage. And just leave the pure. It's a space. It's a conscious state. And you are that conscious state. You really are. And that conscious state, no matter what problem you've got, I really mean it. There is no problem in the world it can't solve. Totally no problem. Because it is everything. It really is. It is totally everything. It is the creator of all things. And it's yours if you want it. Because you are it. You are Christ. You really are. We're all Christ. Christ. Not Jesus Christ. Because he's another guy. He's another man. Another person. But whatever your name is, Christ. Whatever your name is, Christ. What your name is. Because we're all Christ. See, as soon as we say Christ, we think of a person. Don't think of a person. Think of a conscious state, a godly conscious state, a state where all things come from, where all things manifest from the mind as possible. All things. That's quite the difference from thinking of a person. That's why Jesus Christ said, I am Jesus of Nazareth. Call me Jesus of Nazareth. Because he wanted to keep away this Christ to make sure everybody heard him say when he said, I am and you are. We all are. If each individual soul in the world could stand up and say, I am, and really hear it, he'd be happy for eternity because he would realize his divine being and his simplicity, that it didn't take years of study or years of anything else. It was simply changing thought. It was simply changing thought. Changing your level of consciousness to the Christ consciousness. And it's just that. If you don't want it to be that, have it as long as you want. It's your choice. But it's always your choice. To talk about heaven and to talk about hell. The only heaven and hell exists is put there by thought, our thought. There is no hell other than what is put by your thought. Drop the thought of it and you're free. And all life is thought. I think that's, we'll call it quits tonight. All I can say is, God bless.